Today's message is for those maybe of you who are struggling, who are finding it, maybe you think you're not noticed, maybe you think God doesn't care at the moment. And we just want to give you the encouragement that God notices you. He sees what's going on in your life. And, you know, as you keep placing integrity during this uncertain time, that God will notice you and God will come through for you in the end. So if you're feeling just down at the moment, unnoticed, I want to encourage you to listen to today's message, just to say, God does care and he's listening out, watching out for you at the moment. Hope and love in uncertainty. And there's something about living in a crisis like we're living in at the moment, living in the situations that we're going through, living in uncertainty, that either brings out the best in somebody or brings out the worst in people. I'm sure if you can remember back to March, and did anyone run out of toilet paper in March? Some of you run out or not? We came very close in our house to running out of toilet paper. And I remember going through the supermarkets trying to get hold of it. And I also remember the pictures of people literally covering over their trolleys and not leaving their trolleys anywhere. Because if they left their trolleys, people were taking toilet paper out of their trolleys and running off with it. And it's what I remember going to Aldi. It was the week before lockdown, before the schools were announced, the schools were closing. Naomi had a problem with her car, so I had to go and pick her up. And me and the girls went to Aldi. And we walked through Aldi, and nearly everything was sold out. Do you ever remember those days? Wasn't that long ago, was it? And Naomi's vegetarian, so we eat a lot of vegetarian food in our house, and we eat a lot of beans. And I swear, people who never bought any type of beans before were suddenly buying beans, as if they went out of fashion. And even trying to get hold of some chicken for my girls was just impossible. We started eating turkey that week for the first time. And it sort of brought out the worst in people. But at the same time, I also saw extreme generosity. Our neighbor, he bulk bought toilet paper. He bought as many as he could. And the reason he bought as many as he could wasn't because he had a stomach problem. It was because he wanted to look out for his clients. And every time he went to one of his clients, who's an older folk, he was giving them a roll of toilet paper. Because he knew there was older folk who missed out because of everyone rushing to shops. And that restored a bit of my faith in humanity. And then when you went a bit further down and we saw some other people, we saw when the government asked for 250,000 volunteers, I think they received 1.5 million requests. We saw people volunteering and doing more than we've ever seen before. We saw people phoning each other, people connecting with each other. Some of you may have had a phone call off me if you weren't online, when you've never had a phone call off me in your life before. Why? Just to show that we cared. And someone once said, when you put people under intense pressure, you soon find out what they're really made out of. Because you know what, this week, we've seen more uncertainty come back in. We went from the optimism of maybe Christmas, things getting back to normal, to things like seeming like how many months, certainly, maybe years, is this going to go on for? And it can get really hard, especially to have faith, hope, and love in the midst of all this uncertainty. And the last few weeks, we've been exploring the story of Ruth and Naomi. Now, Ruth and Naomi were two widows. Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law. And they'd lost their husbands. They were living in a country where it was a man's world, quite literally. If you're a woman, you couldn't own land. If you're a woman, you couldn't have anything. It was a really tough situation to live. And they had so much uncertainty. And last week, if you were here, you would have heard me talk about how Ruth just went out and served and did her thing, followed what God wanted her to do and worked hard. And God blessed and honored her. But you know what? It was really tough for her at times. She acted and she did everything she could. But things were really tough for Ruth and Naomi. And this is where we're going to get to today, because last week, Ruth was just trying to scrape food together to eat. But the farmer of the field, where she was pulling the food in, Boaz, he notices her. And this is what happens. It says this. If you're following in your Bible, it's Ruth chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. It says this. Ruth's talking to Boaz. "What have I done to deserve such kindness?" she asked. "I am only a foreigner." "Yes, I know," replied Boaz. "But I also know everything you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. I have heard how you've left your father and mother and your own land here to live amongst complete strangers. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done." Do you know what really amazes me? Ruth was living in a time, as I've just shared, that was so uncertain. She didn't realize that what she was doing was being noticed. She didn't realize that the hard work she was doing behind the scenes, and if you weren't here for last week's message, it will be on social media soon. It'll be on the website, I think, next week, so catch it. But it's really, really important because she worked really hard. She loved Naomi. She risked her future to look after a mother-in-law. She risked never getting married again to look after a mother-in-law. She was living in a foreign country. Some of you guys know what that's like. So with a different language, with a different culture. She risked all of this to look after a mother-in-law. She kept her integrity by serving Naomi. And she probably thought that nobody had noticed what she was doing. She probably thought that no one has actually seen what I'm doing. You know that feeling when sometimes you do stuff and you think nobody's noticing me? Does anyone have that feeling at all? I have it sometimes and you think no one's ever noticed. You know that expression, no one ever notices you until you stop doing it, and then they complain you're not doing it. Okay, I'm sure Ruth would have been feeling like that. But the thing that struck me here was God honors integrity in uncertainty. God honored Ruth's integrity by getting her noticed by Boaz the farmer. And God saw what had happened. Ruth thought that nobody noticed her, but God had spotted her. Boaz had spotted her. But it continues. If you read on chapter 19 to 20, it says this. This is Naomi talking to Ruth when she gets home after being talking to Boaz. She says this, "Where did you gather all this grain today?" She'd gone to the field to collect the grain and she'd got more grain than she should have got, more harvest. Where did you get the work? "May the Lord bless the one who helped you." So Ruth told her mother-in-law, the man in whose field she had worked. She said, "The man I worked with today was named Boaz. May the Lord bless him," Naomi told her daughter-in-law. "He is showing his kindness to us as well as your dead husband. That man was one of our closest relatives, one of our family redeemers." So last week I shared about the fact that Ruth just faithfully served God, faithfully did the basics right. The man who she followed God, the man whose field she ended up in, was the man who was the person who was the next closest relative to Ruth's husband, who was the person who was supposed to be looking after Ruth. What really stuns me in the story of Ruth is this. If Ruth had been lazy, if Ruth had stayed at home, if Ruth had tried to find dodgy ways of making money, okay, and not followed what God wanted, Ruth wouldn't have ended up at the place where God wanted her with the person who could help Ruth out of her situation. You know what? God honored Ruth. When Ruth did things right, when times were uncertain, Ruth put her trust in God. Recently, you'd have heard me quote the song quite a lot. There's a song we sing in church. It's called Waymaker. You'll probably sing it in a couple weeks' time. And there's a line in Waymaker that says this, "Even when I don't see it, you're moving. Even when I don't feel you, you're moving." And I just want to encourage you today that sometimes you don't feel that God is doing anything. But if you are doing things the way that God wants you to do them, if you are doing things the way that God has called you to do them, God will honor you. And God will help you in those situations. God honors integrity in uncertainty. When things are going really, really badly, and you still choose to follow God, and you still choose to do things God's way, God will honor you. Let's say this together. God honors integrity in uncertainty. God honors integrity in uncertainty. And there's two things here for Ruth. When we read the story of Ruth, when we're unpacking it, it's really interesting. Because Ruth, she has two thoughts that come into Ruth's head. Reasons why she thinks that no one's going to notice her. Why I believe, if we look into the story, why she believes God won't notice her. And the first reason I think that Ruth thinks that she's undeserving of kindness and that no one will notice her is this. When we read verse 10, Ruth 2 verse 10, she says this to Boaz. What have I done to deserve such kindness? I'm only a foreigner. And the first thing that Ruth's mistake here is Ruth, or wrong assumption Ruth has, is Ruth thinks that she is not worthy of God's kindness. Ruth thought that she wasn't worthy of Boaz's kindness. You know, we live in a society where everyone says you've got to work for what you have. You've got to keep working for stuff. You've got to prove that you deserve things. You know, you're working in school at the moment. You have to prove you're at school. You have to prove that you're good enough by passing your exams. Okay, if you work in a business, you have to prove you're good enough by doing certain things. And often we have to prove. We have to feel like we deserve something. We have to prove we deserved it. And Ruth was the person who deserved kindness probably more than anybody else. Ruth was the person who gave up everything to look after her mother-in-law. She was one of the kindest people you've ever met. Yet when someone else was kind to her, she turned around and she said these words, "What have I done to deserve kindness?" Ruth was slaving away to get enough food to survive. And she thought, what have I done to deserve kindness? You know, you talk about people with low self-esteem, people who don't think they're very good. I think Ruth was one of these people. She thought she wasn't worthy of kindness. She thought she wasn't worthy of receiving good stuff in her life. Even though she was more deserving than anyone else. I want to ask you a question. You don't have to answer this. Do you think you're worthy of God's kindness? Do you think you're worthy of God's kindness? Do you think you're good enough for God to give you stuff, for God to look after you, for God to notice you? Because there's so many people who don't think they deserve God's kindness. There's so many people who think they're not good enough, that God won't notice them because they're nothing special. And I want to say this to you today. God notices you. Especially when you're working hard and no one else sees it. And there's so many people who give up doing the right thing. There's so many people who've tried to do the right thing. They think God hasn't noticed them. But I tell you this, God has noticed you. Don't give up. You're special in the eyes of God, and God loves you. You know, I worry sometimes as Pentecostals and evangelicals, we can either be about, let's do whatever we want because God's forgiven us, or we can be the opposite of, ooh, if you get something wrong, God's going to punish you. And there's a bit of a balance. We can't go to extremes. Yes, we mess up. But you're worthy of God's kindness. You're worthy of God's kindness. You know what? God honors integrity in uncertainty. And the next thing she says, next thing I notice about Ruth is this. Ruth says, I am only. I am only. Is that word she uses here? She says, I am only a foreigner. I am only a foreigner. You know, the way she's phrased it, when she says, who am I that you've noticed me? Who am I that you want to give me kindness? I am only a foreigner. Now, I'm not an expert on the English language. I leave that to my wife, okay, to understand and to talk about. She understands it better than I am. But I know the way she's phrased that question is Ruth thinks that she is not worthy of kindness because she's a foreigner. The way she's phrased it, remember, she's a foreign girl. She's from the land of Moab. She's living in Israel, okay? And she's living in a different culture, a different place, a different way of doing things. And she thinks that because she is not Jewish, she is not worthy of kindness. She thinks that it's going to exclude her from being blessed. And what I'm about to say here, I believe, is important, okay? Think, have I got it on the screen? Your identity and your past do not excuse you from receiving God's blessings and kindness. Your identity and your past do not exclude you from receiving God's kindness. Some of you in the past, you've messed up big, I'm guessing, okay? Even if you guys in the building haven't, I'm sure someone listening on the next couple of weeks online and may have messed up big. And you may be holding that against yourself. But your identity, who you are, doesn't exclude you from God's kindness. You know what? You may be saying, but Jim, you don't know what I did in the past. I may not know what you did in the past, but God certainly knows what you did. And the Bible says he's chosen to forgive you when you ask for forgiveness. You might say, but Jim, I'm not good enough. I've only been a Christian for like a few months. That doesn't matter. When Jesus died on the cross, he said to the guy next to him who asked for forgiveness, he said, you're coming with me to paradise. You know, your identity, your past mistakes do not stop you receiving God's kindness. Your nationality won't receive you from receiving God's blessing and kindness. Your gender won't stop you receiving God's blessing and kindness. And so many, I'm guessing so many of you, you could do your own phrase for this. You might say, why, God, why are you going to be kind to me? Because I am only. You fill in the blank. You can think that you're not good enough. But God says, I love you. God says, I love you. Now, Ruth thought her nationality was working against her. Ruth thought that because she was a Moabitess and not a Jewess, that she shouldn't receive kindness. But God had different ideas. You may feel like you're not worth noticing. You may feel that no one is noticing you. But God notices you. Because God honors integrity in uncertainty. And I love the words of Boaz. When Ruth turned around and says, who am I deserving of kindness? Boaz turns around and says, but I've noticed. This is what it says in Ruth 2 verse 11. I want you to imagine now that God's saying these words to you. And this is not Boaz talking to Ruth. He says this. I also know everything that you have done. I've also known everything that you've done. If you're sacrificing right now, if you're maybe doing stuff that no one else is seeing and you're saying no one's noticing me, God's noticing you. If you're struggling right now and you think, no one's noticing me, God is noticing you. And I love Boaz's prayer now. And this prayer is this. May the Lord, the God of Israel, whose wings you've come to take refuge in, reward you fully for all that you have done. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you've come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you've done. God knows everything that you do. God knows the struggles that you go through. God knows the way that you feel. God knows the if onlys you say. I am onlys even. You may think your actions have gone unnoticed, but God has noticed you. Over the next few weeks, months, and years, guys, we're gonna have a lot of uncertainty. I don't think it's going to end soon. Sorry if you came for a hopeful sermon. But in the midst of uncertainty, we need to know that God honors integrity in uncertainty. God honors integrity in uncertainty. If you feel like giving up, you feel like, you know what, what's the point? I want to say to you today, keep going. Keep being like Ruth. Keep doing the right thing over and over again, even when you don't feel like doing the right thing. Because God notices. And God will give you a reward. Even if it's not this side of eternity, you will get an reward from Him. Why? Because God honors integrity and uncertainty. Let's pray. I just want you to close your eyes a minute, if that's okay. I just encourage you to close your eyes. It gives a bit of space, a bit of focus on God. I don't know how you're feeling right now. You might have come tonight and you're just feeling fed up. It feels like you're slogging away and not getting anywhere. The same way I'm sure Ruth felt in the story. But I want these words to go deep tonight. God will honor your integrity in uncertainty. God will honor your integrity in uncertainty. And I want to pray these words over you. May the Lord, the God of Israel, and in whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you've done. I'm going to pray that again. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done. Father God, I pray for each person in the building here, each person who's listening online later. Father God, I pray for those who just feel like they're just slogging it at the moment. They feel tough, just feel like it's just not ending. Feel unnoticed, unloved. Father, I pray that they will know that you've noticed them. I pray they'll know that you know everything that they've done. I pray, Lord, that you'd give them hope in the same way that Ruth got hope from the fact that you noticed her, and the fact that you opened doors with Boaz, and the fact, Lord, I'd lead the rest of the story on what the glorious picture of the rest of the story, how you redeemed Ruth. I pray, God, they will also have hope for what you're going to do in their lives as well. We pray that in your precious name. Amen.